perform a nafil, but if he left it out just in that manner, never ever bothered about taking the opportunity, it's there, he's got nothing else to rush for, you'll find such a person missing his sunnate ghair muakkada without any issue. Don't batter to him. His isha, four sunnahs before isha, it might never be in years that he read it. His four sunnahs before asr, he says ghair muakkad, but it's actually the effect of not having been tanawafil. And then when he will continue in the same manner with the sunnat ghair muakkada, from time to time his sunnat muakkada will also get left out. And then you'll find this person missing out jamaat also. Every now and again it'll happen. And then sometimes that salah will become qaza as well. Now it started off somewhere low down, but this is where it finishes off. And then he goes further to say, وَمَنْ أُوْقِبَ بِالْ وَمَنْ تَحَاوَنَ بِالْفَرَائِزِ أُوْقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ The one who treats the faraiz lightly how? Salah became qaza. It didn't worry him. That is treating it lightly. The harm of that is more severe than losing one's entire family and wealth all in one go. And it didn't bother him that it became qaza. Whatever reason it became qaza for, well, I'll make the qaza later. That is if he makes it later. That is so dangerous. He says this could lead to losing iman. So now therefore, we should become conscious about the sunnats. Now we're going to be going to eat. So the sunnats of eating, some sunnats, we are automatically practicing on it, but not consciously. MashaAllah, a person who has been trained, maybe parents, others around, from childhood, made sure that the person was always eating with the right hand, that becomes standard, but it's not still happening consciously that this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At least when starting, consciously bringing that to mind. Washing the hands before eating, sometimes is not done. Sometimes it's done just as a routine. Well, wash your hands before eating. But with that consciousness that this is a Sunnah, and then reciting the dua before eating, Bismillah wa Barakatillah, when possible eating with three fingers, licking the fingers after eating, in between as well, licking the plate clean, the utensil, whatever utensil was used. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرِي فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ Sometimes all the barakah is in that last bit that's left. And that was discarded. So the barakah got discarded. And besides that, that's a waste. It's wastage of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Many times people deliberately leave a little bit, whatever they've drunk from some glass, something that they had to drink. Now the last bit is deliberately left. Left for who? So because it's somebody else's style and fashion. People whose life revolves around extravagance and wastage and lack of any morality and shame. So now to appease them, we waste Allah's ni'mats. So this should never happen. So these are some of the adab, that eating with this consciousness, the du'as in between, du'as after eating, various other adab and etiquette. The point here is right now, just to conscientize ourselves, we should learn all this. Learn all this and practice it, teach it to our families, make sure it's happening in our homes. The sunnah is what's going to bring the barakah in our homes, bring the life in our homes. That is what's going to bring life. Otherwise, people are living in their homes, but there's no life in it. Everybody is living a lifeless life. What's going to bring it alive is connecting ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Connecting ourselves to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what's going to bring that bond, that happiness. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We should proceed for supper. In doing so, please maintain the adab of the masjid. Now also, after all the programs, it's a common thing that we then start meeting each other, etc. But then we don't remain conscious about where we are. So we probably didn't meet many people for a long time. We start getting to meet each other, but then the masjid, the adab of the masjid gets compromised with the raised voices. Be very, very conscious of that all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallah bihamdi. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfirullah.